Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, Seth Kahn. Seth is the author of Getting Innovation Right, How Leaders Leverage Inflection Points to Drive Success, available wherever books are sold. Seth, why don't you tell us how we can find your book and find you as well, please.
You can visit my website, visionaryleadership.com. You can also go to gettinginnovationright.com. Either one will find me.
And the book's available wherever fine books are sold, right?
That's right.
All right, so check that out, folks. I want to get back to, folks, we're talking about innovation. In the previous segment, we talked about the truth about innovation, that it's not a means to an end. It's got to be a way of life these days. And Seth has come up with some very interesting points, some drivers of inflection points, as he calls them, and that helps you, will help you establish an innovative culture in your business and find the right people, train the right people to become innovative. Another one that you've got is you say collect intelligence. Now, how do you collect intelligence?
You know, that's a task that used to be left to the CIA, but these days everybody can do it. All you need to do is go to Google and do some searching. You can build alerts for Google. It'll notify you when your name or your client's name or your business gets anywhere on the web. But when I talk about collecting intelligence, I'm really talking about three different areas. I'm talking about the market. You need to understand what's going on in the area that affects you. I'm talking about your customers. You need to stay in contact with them. And I'm talking about your own organization. You need to know what your own capacity is and what your own limits are so that if you need to bring in new talent or develop new talent, you're clear about what that is.
Well, for example, you'd want to say, okay, this is my industry. I want to know what's going on in my industry. These are my customers. I want to know what's going on with my customers. Here's my product or here's what I'm interested in. And that way, if anything's happening, you might get innovative ideas, but you also might see a disruption coming before it hits you. What do you think?
Absolutely. You want to know if you're in a collapsing market, like I was talking earlier about those printing equipment manufacturers in 2008, or if you're in an expanding market. Maybe you make tablets. You want to know which it is. If it's expanding, you got a wave to ride. If it's collapsing, you're always going to do better with some anticipation and preparation so that you can make use of it before it hits
you. And this is the futurist assignment of CEOs, isn't it? These are the scanning. The futurist folks call this scanning, and they're keeping up with what's happening out there on the fringes of the economy or the marketplace or whatever you're watching, so that they can see what's coming at them. Folks, I really encourage you. This is an executive task that Seth is recommending to you, folks, and I encourage you to take it seriously. All right, what about what's next? Generate value. I love that idea.
Yeah, you know, people talk about value generation, but people really don't know how to do it. And so that's why in the book I get into some very specific techniques. That just means making sure that you're creating things that your customers really want, that they're compelled to buy, that they're happy about. That's what generating value is all about.
Isn't that the key? If you use that, the concept of value, if that's always your North Star for innovation, Isn't that going to prevent you from wandering off on something that you're excited about but your customers are not?
Exactly. And it's the North Star for business, period. I mean, value is what causes people to trade with each other. It's what causes someone to take money out of their pocket and hand it to you because they're going to get something that they want in return.
One of the things that I worry about for small businesses that, you know, big business has big data, right, where they mine all the information. Every time a customer twitches, they know why they twitched and which way they went. And small businesses, not so much. We need to be a little more sophisticated in the way we understand what our customers want. What do you think?
I think so, and I think it's not as hard as it sounds. I think part of the process is really getting in the shoes of your customers, understanding it from their point of view. And I have a whole chapter in the book called Shifting Perspective. It's about how to get out of your own head and see the world from your customer's point of view.
Yeah, the journalists call that reporting inside your own head, right? And I call that, when I talk to small business owners about that, Seth, I call it operating inside your four walls. You know, if you,
that's right.
If all you do is to operate inside your four walls, you're gonna. I worked for a guy when I was in college that was in the furniture business, and he took me to market with him one time. I was just a kid. I had a wonderful time, and he bought a bunch of sofas. I remember him buying these sofas, and I said, Mr. Bill, do you like these sofas? He said, no, I hate them. I said, I do too. I said, well, why are you buying them? He said, because my customers like them. He said, if I bought a store full of furniture I liked, he said, I'd get to keep my furniture for a long time. That was a good lesson for a 19-year-old kid. You know it?
It sure is.
I've never forgotten it. So, folks, think about that. Innovation uptake. What does that mean?
That means making sure that your customers come along with you, just pitching stuff over the fence at them. But it means involving them in the process of innovation, involving them as new ideas mature and develop. It means getting them, taking them all the way along with you. So when it's time to make a sale, they're ready.
Yeah. And if you want to apply the sales process to that, that's called trial closes. You know, you close your customer all along the way so that they've been agreeing with you all along, and the last step makes last step pretty easy. Seth, give us that website again, please.
VisionaryLeadership.com.
And the book is where?
It's everywhere.
And Getting Innovation Right. Getting Innovation Right by Seth Kahn. And by the way, his name is spelled K-A-H-A-N. Seth, come back again real soon. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.